it being difficult to move from the right side where he played all his career to the left side. So maybe your inexperience at tackle maybe allow you to flip him on?
I guess you can look at it like that. The way I look at it is if I never really played left tackle that much before, so when I was asked to go over, all I did was all right, just flip everything and, you know, do it on the other side.
Were you surprised when they asked you to make the move over there?
At first, but you know, like I said, I do what I'm asked to do, and you know, it gave me more versatility as well. I'm not just only being a right tackle, but you know, I'm able to play on the left side as well. So it was a good thing for me.
They're giving you a real shot to make a starting
offense. Those are my shots. And all my reps, those are all my shots. So doesn't matter if it's first team, second team, or third team. As long as I'm getting reps, those are my opportunities to show coaches that I can do what they're asking me to do. Just being able to play both sides. You know, get used to my left hand stance a little more. You know, being able to flip the plays in my mind, and you know, things like that.
So they actually told you at the end of last season that they were going to start moving.
No, it was right before OTAs.
Stepping in and playing as much as you did last year. How much that just built the confidence?
I mean, there's a great confidence build. I mean, you know what to expect. You know how to prepare. You know what a game's going to be like, what it's going to feel like. So it was definitely a great experience, and definitely helpful for me moving forward.
Does it make training camp easier at all? Getting all those reps during the season?
In a sense, training camp's always going to be hard. So I don't think there's anything that could make it necessarily easier, but just definitely playing last year. Just, you know, not being a rookie, not knowing what to expect, things like that, it does make it a bit easier.
Of course,
Sperano.
You know, I know it's early. Bring it down. What
does he bring to the table? He pushes us. You know, he wants us to be the best that we can be. He's a great teacher, and, you know, he wants us to do what he's asking us to do, use his techniques and perform under the circumstances. So, you know, it's good.
Kind of a fiery dude as well?
It can be. It can be.
Does that mesh well with Zimmerman? He's kind of the same way, too.
I would say they're a little different. You know, I don't really spend a lot of time with Coach Zimmer one-on-one in meetings, per se, as much as I do my position coach, but they're similar in risk.